Okay. Coach, let's talk a little about last week, because at times it felt like you escaped with a win.
Yep.
But yet at the end of the game, you made big plays and they didn't, which makes you a deserving winner too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, give credit to our kids for not, you know, not quitting in the game and whatever else. We came out roaring in the first half, and you know, I don't know. We came out well. We did really well offensively. They gave us a lot, you know, right away in the first half. Defensively, I never really felt like we had them completely stopped. So I kept telling the kids, you know, we got to keep going, got to keep going. You know, second half, they were moving the ball on us. They were scoring on us and things like that. But you know what? We're going to take the win, and we're going to – sometimes you have to win ugly. And I think we won ugly, but, you know, at times we played really well.
I never felt comfortable even at 27-0, because – when they weren't turning the ball over, they were moving the ball. So you thought if they cleaned that up, they could get back into that game.
Yeah, there's no question. Their offense had us on our heels, and they did a nice job. You know, thank God they turned it over 7 times, put us in good position. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think our offense did a great job of converting on all those times that they've turned it over.
And yeah, there were lots of times they couldn't stop you either.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going back and forth. It really was a good game.
The last sequence, because the defense was great on the last sequence. They got the ball down to the 20-yard line. Finally, you got a couple of stops on the run. You call a blitz on fourth down. Did you sense that they were going to pass, they were going to go for everything on that play?
You know, yeah, you kind of had that feeling. They were still pretty far out. Had they probably run hindsight, they probably would have, you know, would have gotten after us a little bit had they, you know, just kept on with what they were doing. But, yeah, they looked like they were going to have a pass on, and Coach Kleinschmidt dialed up the, you know, the blitz, and we guessed right. So it was good for our part.
You got big defensive plays in that game from some of your offensive guys, so some of your two-way guys.
Yeah.
Orion Bowe runs back that fumble where he put you in really good position, and Delton Zulliger gets home late in the game. Those are all good plays too. And that late in the game, for someone to still have something in the tank after they've been going both ways the whole night, that's a really, really good play.
Yeah, and for the yardage that they put up on offense, and they did a good job. And, you know, those guys were defensive players first for us in our program, and then we found out that they're pretty good offensive players too. So, you know, it's not like they haven't played defense. You know, Zulliger played a ton of defense last year, and Orion's played a lot of defense for us all year last year and this year. And but, yeah, good credit to our conditioning and the things that we've been doing. The kids played hard and they played well.
Let's talk a little about Appleton North, because I saw the improvement from last year's team to this year's team when you played North. It was a game that was a loss, but you were a much tougher opponent for them than you were a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, our kids just keep on going back to work. You know, we've talked about not worrying so much about who the opponent is and all this other stuff. We're just going back to work. Really, they're a faceless opponent to us. We just want to go out and get better, and that's what we're focusing on, and we're just going to keep on, you know, playing football and not worrying about so much of the other team. We've said that a lot over the course of the year, and just keep getting ourselves better.
Because it's so late in the season, you focus on giving an opponent that you've seen a second time new looks, new things that may not be on film from earlier in the year?
You know, not so much, because I don't want to trick ourselves. And, you know, the biggest thing is we're getting good at what we're doing right now. So, you know, there's a couple things that we could throw at them that they probably haven't seen before. But you have to ask yourself, are we good at it? And if we're not good at it, then, you know, then it really equals out. So I'm going to continue with what we're doing really well. And, you know, I don't think we have to get too fancy. We have to win up front, and we have to smash mouth football, and we play action pass off from it and hit some good pass plays off from it with Brian and Ty and those guys. And I think we're going to be okay. I think we're a better team, and I think we're going to give them a run for their channel, you know, their money.
You know, you look back at the season, this has not been a fancy team. You haven't pulled out a lot of trick plays. It's been straightforward. When the team's able to run the ball, that sets up the pass. All of those are byproducts of being successful with your own identity.
Absolutely. And you got to give your credit to your offensive line for doing stuff like that, and our defensive line for doing stuff like that. We're starting to win up front. And when you win up front, you can play that style of football.
What does it mean to the kids to be practicing this late? I mean, everybody else in the division, all of your traditional rivals, their seasons are done now, and the team that's still going is you.
Well, first of all, for our seniors, what a great credit to these kids and what they've done and the work that they've put in. I'm so proud of them for what they've done. But, you know, for the kids that are underclassmen, these are such valuable reps that we, in the last whatever years, haven't even been getting. So, I mean, we're getting the edge right now with those kids and getting the reps that we can for building for next year. But these seniors, you know, this is such a great thing for them and the accomplishment. And we're just kind of piggybacking off from them, and they're taking us as far as we can go.
That's also a building block to compete against the other elite teams. You know, why is Kimberly, why are Appleton North, why are those teams so good? Because they get 2, 3, 4 weeks of extra practice every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, now we're kind of getting to that point. You know, you just said at the beginning of the year we're still practicing in November. I would probably, you know, I don't know what I would have thought. You know, I'm not sure if I would have believed you or not, but, you know, we're still into November here, and we feel good about it, and we're getting a lot of extra reps.
How does the cold affect the play? I mean, obviously both teams have to play in it, but this is a different animal than games in August and early September.
Honestly, I really think it's to our advantage. I think that, you know, we're going to be able to run the football, and that's what we want to do. And we want to try to be able to control the clock if we can. So to our advantage, I believe, you know, we'll see what happens. But they're probably a little more of a passing team, so they're going to have to rely on that. Quarterbacks' hands get cold. Receivers get cold. There's snow on the ground in Appleton right now, so I'm not sure what that game field is going to look like. So I told our kids, I think it's our advantage. You know, we know what we want to do. We want to get after it, and we want to be physical.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.